Just Politics. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And yes, Rick, we decided to use Taxman.
Yeah, we did it. Everyone does it at least once.
We're talking taxes. At least the politics of taxes. It was tax day this week, Rick, which brought out politicians wanting to talk about taxes. But it wasn't the usual suspects.
Well, right, Zoe, that we had Democrats coming out and talking about taxes, which is kind of an inversion of the way of that the political world usually works, that on tax day and tax week, you get Republicans coming out and talking about how taxes are too high, how much of the year people spend working to pay their taxes. But yes, indeed, you saw Lansing Democrats coming out and reminding people that 2012 is when seniors who have pension income were taxed on that income for the first time, and the dozen or so tax breaks that people used to be able to apply to their state income taxes that are no longer, and just sort of trying to remind people about maybe some things that they might be unhappy about and what's going on in Lansing.
Okay, so the Democrats were talking taxes, and were the Republicans?
No, the Republicans were not talking taxes. Really, the Republican message now is framed a lot more around the economy than on taxes. You know, when called upon to explain it, that Lansing Republicans would say that this is a system that's simpler, that's fairer, that disperses the burden more equitably. But they're really not even trying to get in front of the tax message. What they're trying to get in front of is the message that whatever it is they're doing is working.
And we saw that earlier this week with the state's unemployment rate dropping to 8.5%, the lowest actually since 2008. Governor Snyder was tweeting about this, actually from Afghanistan.
It wasn't really him tweeting it.
Probably someone in his office, someone tweeting about this. Meanwhile, Democrats are talking taxes, but Republicans then, you're saying, are just keeping it about the economy.
Are talking the economy. And I mean, we should point out that for the Democrats, it's, the Lansing Democrats, it's useful, but it's also, you know, in this age where most elections are really nationalized, especially in presidential years, what Democrats are saying and doing in Lansing, you know, fits in pretty snugly alongside what we're hearing out of the Democrats in Washington and what President Obama is saying about Republicans and tax policy and who should be paying more in taxes and who shouldn't be paying as much in taxes.
So then I guess this moves to the question, are we seeing a fundamental shift here, at least in the state, you know, maybe not fully nationally yet, but about which party wants to sort of co-opt tax talk, which party thinks it's a winning issue for them?
Yeah, there was an interesting article this past week in the Washington Post that spoke to that. And, you know, we know voters have sort of a predisposition to believe things about Republicans and Democrats, and that Democrats are good on services, especially healthcare or taking care of the unemployed. And Republicans are the ones who want to make sure that people aren't paying as much in taxes as they would if Democrats were in charge. And so the question is, does that Democratic messaging have any traction among that diminishing part of the public that's persuadable? And that number is shrinking. I mean, what, at least in terms of behavior, we're seeing kind of an interesting thing, Zoe, that more people than ever are self-identifying as independents, but they're not behaving that way, that we actually have fewer ticket splitters than we did 10, 20, 30 years ago. It used to be about 45% of the people voted for different parties on different parts of the ballot. And now it's about a third, a third, a third. And so this is an environment where Democrats and Republicans in Michigan are pretty evenly divided. And so they're both jockeying to get the lion's share of that third of the people who could flip one way or the other in any given election.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.